When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Alex here, and you're listening to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. There are a lot of buying opportunities that'll be available after this washdown in the stock market this week. With crazy anticipation for the inflation economic numbers later today, we saw a lot of dumping. That's good news for long-term investors, like myself and like you too. As we await the numbers, right, the inflation data, and their impact on the stock market, let's talk about another market, crypto. Seen as a huge hedge to the inflation we're expecting to hear about, this is a good time to talk about how to get exposure to the space. Let's talk about how to buy crypto without actually buying crypto. Stay tuned. As we enter May, we say goodbye to Earth Month, but keeping our planet beautiful is and should be a full-time commitment. Aspiration allows you to reduce your carbon footprint and give back to the environment every day of the year, not just in April. I know that my money isn't going to be used by big banks to destroy the earth that I love. In fact, I don't need Earth Day to make a difference because I can plant a tree with every purchase using my spare change with Aspiration. I can even get up to 10% cash back at environmentally friendly partners, access to up to 20 times the interest of traditional bank savings accounts, and pay no fees at almost 60,000 ATMs. Open an account with aspiration.com/market to get up to $200 when you open. You don't need a day or a month of the year to make a difference. Start by going to aspiration.com/market today. You can actually get exposure to Bitcoin and Ethereum via the traditional financial markets. For Ethereum, check out the ticker symbol ETHE. Now, before recently, people were really skeptical of crypto and putting their money into those exchanges for fear of like hacking and such things, which did happen. A few crypto exchanges did get hacked. To my knowledge, I don't believe any of the stock exchanges that we operate on have been hacked, right? Now, in that time, the stock market had to find a way for people to get exposure to the crypto market indirectly, right? Because there were big-time investors who were willing to invest in crypto, or at least trade crypto, without making a declaration of investing in the space, right? Nowadays, we have all these companies buying Bitcoin and creating their own coins and things like that. But back in the day, that wasn't as much of a popular thing. So this is a way for investors to get access and businesses to get access to that industry without buying and investing in the coin. Now, that's when they created trusts like ETHE. This one happens to be the Grayscale Ethereum Trust. Now, here's a description pulled straight from TD Ameritrade. The Grayscale Ethereum Trust is an investment vehicle. ETHE enables investors to gain access and exposure to the price movement of Ethereum in the form of a traditional security without having to buy, store, or safekeep their Ethereum directly. ETHE's investment objective is for the shares based on Ethereum per share is reflected in the value of Ethereum held by the actual trust, minus the trust's expenses and other liabilities. The idea is to allow investors, again, to get exposed without the inherent risk of actually buying the coin or buying the crypto storing it in a wallet, and hopefully it's protected, right? Now, there are other trusts out there, like Bitcoin has a trust. GBTC is a ticker symbol. GBTC. Now, it's the same idea. Another great benefit to these trusts is that they're way cheaper to play with, right? Ethereum is at about $4,100 right now. ETHE is $40 a share. Bitcoin is at $57,000 a coin right now. Not everybody has it in their pocket. But GBTC, right, the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, is $45 a share, right? A lot easier to leverage an entire share there than to try to buy an entire Bitcoin. Now, you can buy fractions of a Bitcoin, which is the way most people play. You put $100, $200, whatever. But again, there is a way to play it without going directly to those crypto exchanges. Now, Kathy Woods actually owns a lot of GBTC. I think she bought it in like 2014 or something like that. Now, I'm sure she buys Bitcoin on, you know, the exchange of her choosing, but she still has a lot of GBTC. So it is legitimate. Now, I personally feel safer with my money on traditional exchanges. But I do own some GBTC and ETHE. I actually bought the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, GBTC. I bought some yesterday. But full disclosure, I do own crypto on Coinbase as well, right? I do trust, especially since Coinbase IPO'd, I do trust Coinbase as well because now they're a publicly traded company. I trust their exchange and the security that they've put in place. Now, you want to hear something pretty cool? My daughter actually owns some ETHE, right? She's 9 months old. I opened up her account at the same time I opened up her 2-year-old brother's account. Needless to say, and no surprise here, her holdings in her portfolio, particularly of ETHE, Ethereum, is kicking her brother's butt. And her investments have doubled while his are down a little bit, but I'll take the blame for his. Moral of the story, if you're interested in getting into crypto, you have several options. You can go through an exchange like Coinbase, right? A crypto exchange like Coinbase and buy fractions or whole coins or whole cryptos, right? Or you can buy shares of these trusts that are designed to mimic the movement of the underlying cryptocurrency. Either is good. But in action and choosing not to invest in this space is bad. Wow, what a crazy week it's been. And it's only Wednesday. A huge rally to end the week last week, straight into a dump on Monday and Tuesday of this week. I mean, what's going on? Like I pointed out in the newsletter that I made for my subscribers at the beginning of this month, and it is free, we are due for some profit taking, and the market is just ripe for some selling. Inflation is still an issue, and there's the talk of taxes, more stimulus from the government, and the usual cryptocurrency volatility. Not to mention, it's May, and the world is opening back up. So the old adage of sell in May and go away is especially crucial now because before there was nowhere to go away to, but this summer the world's opening up again. This is an ideal time for large investors to take their money and relax this summer. But we haven't seen the true market sentiment yet because we're still waiting for a lot of monetary policy to resolve. There's a lot of macro stuff in play, right? A lot of big fish to fry. So keep your eyes peeled and be ready to strike. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well. And remember, when searching for the answers to life challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.